8740. I'm at, well, I just left Gateway, so I'm at 10,000 Northeast Pacific Block.
8740, that's your police emergency. What's going on?
I think that the problem is taking care of itself so far. I don't know. He is screaming and yelling and throwing things, and yeah.
Okay, is he on your bus or is he outside of the bus?
Well, he was super calm, and then as soon as I started driving and told you that it was cool, he's losing his mind.
Okay, so it sounds like he is on your bus, correct?
Yep.
All right, and he's throwing things. Is he throwing things at somebody or just around, or what's going on?
He was throwing his bike. Like, when he came up and pulled the wrap down, he was throwing his bike against the windshield and all this stuff.
All right, copy that. And what's he doing right now?
Sitting in the back screaming.
Okay, are you able to open your doors and let him know he needs to deboard the bus?
Well, I rolled because I wasn't sure if you wanted me to tell him that, but I will stop at the next stop and let him know.
Well, I mean, that's kind of up to you. If he's calmed down, you can roll with him if you feel comfortable doing it, but you said he's still yelling, so I guess you need to make that decision if you're comfortable with him on your bus or not.
I'm not. I've been assaulted before, and so my anxiety is already skyrocketing.
All right, well, let's pull the bus over then and let him know he needs to deboard the bus. I'm not sure if when he hit the windshield, was it accidental or did it seem like it was on purpose or...
I have no idea because he came across super aggressive. He's now quiet and sitting in the back. So what would you like me to do?
Well, again, that's kind of up to you. If you feel okay driving for right now because he is quiet, you are welcome to do that. You know, if he starts again, you can always pull the bus over, open the doors, let him know he needs to deport, and call me back.
I will do so, because I have people that have special needs that would like to get home. So I'm not going to let him ruin their night.
All right, copy that. I do appreciate that. I'm a little bit worried about your anxiety, though. Is it, are you doing okay that way, or do you need to take a little breather?
Let me drive. And if he starts up again, I'm just going to lock it down.
All right. If you make me that promise that you will do that, please do that. We will send you help. We do have a supervisor kind of, you know, aware of this. And I'm not sure how far away they are, but hopefully they can meet up with you. And, you know, just let me know if you get too worried about it, okay? Do you have a description of this guy?
Yeah, he's a white guy, really messy, dirty brown hair, brown jacket. I'm going to stop at the next stop. He's screaming again. Like, as soon as I start rolling, he starts losing his mind.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I don't see any point in keep rolling then if he's going to keep acting up.
But yeah, I think he's got jeans on. I couldn't really tell because he kind of just ran inside after the whole bike thing. And I asked him to grab a mask, and that's kind of where he started just screaming and yelling about how he couldn't see anything, and yeah.